Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Listen to Philosophy Talk every Tuesday at noon on KSJE 90.9 FM, Farmington. Fifty-four Monday morning here on KSJE, and it's time once again for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I get to talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems, and we are finally getting to chat after a few weeks that we haven't been able to do that. Lewis is joining us live remotely this morning and from his offices. Good morning, Lewis. Good to see you.
Good morning.
How are you? We haven't talked. Gosh, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been.
Well, it's good to see you and hear you and get back into the swing of things here. What's been going on? What, since the last time we talked, what's been the big news?
Well, Elon Musk isn't paying his bills apparently. So one of the stories showing up recently is about Twitter not paying Google. So back in 2018, Twitter entered into a contract with Google Cloud to host a lot of their services that involve like protecting people from misinformation and child pornography and stuff like that. Elon Musk, when he took over Google, he claimed that Google was about to be when he took over Twitter, he claimed that Twitter was about to go bankrupt and started a bunch of cost-cutting measures. Amongst those cost-cutting measures, he's basically refused to pay some bills, and apparently he hasn't been paying the Google Cloud bill, so people are wondering whether he's basically going to sacrifice those services that Twitter was trying to build, you know, for protection against child pornography and protection against misinformation and stuff like that.
Interesting. Wow. Hard to believe the richest man in the world can't afford his Google bill, but okay.
Yeah, well.
Right, I hear you. Okay. What else has been going on? Gosh, I'm trying to think back as to some of the things that I have been reading about, but what have you noticed?
Well, the TSA is going to start expanding their facial recognition program in 25 airports across the U.S. and Puerto Rico. It's kind of controversial. There's a lot of controversy around facial recognition right now. You know, some people are concerned about the privacy. Others are concerned about studies out there that show that facial recognition programs right now are really good at recognizing people of certain races, but not necessarily other races, because there's not enough of a data, enough data for them to do that correctly. So
okay.
I'm kind of keeping an eye on that to see how that turns out as they roll those things out across the board.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Very good. I've been noticing there's been a little bit of a fight with the automakers about radio in new cars, right? And we talked, I think, a little bit about this, that, you know, with electric vehicles, it's kind of difficult to put AM radios into electric vehicles because of some of the interference that the electric motors and other wiring can cause to the AM radio receivers. But with enough shielding and everything else, you can do that. It's just more expensive. And so some of the automakers have said they didn't want to do that. There was a big pushback, I know, from the radio industry saying, you know, we really need to have radio in cars for emergencies and emergency broadcasts and things along that line. So I think some of the automakers have kind of said, yeah, they'll figure out a way to do that. Others may be still on the fence a little bit, but have you been watching some of that?
Yeah, Ford went back and forth on that. Actually, most recently, Ford CEO Jim Farley originally announced that Ford was going to ditch AM radio. And the last, I don't know, maybe about three weeks ago or so, they did a 180. Apparently, they had a lot of pushback. And so Jim Farley came out again and said, yeah, you know, never mind. We're gonna
we'll figure
go
it
ahead
out.
And leave AM radio in Ford and Lincoln models for the time being.
Right. For the time being. And I think that's the message. So I think the broadcasters kind of need to be ready for that decision if and when it comes here. Certainly FM has still got a place on the dashboard, but not AM in
not
some
necessarily
vehicles.
Necessarily AM. Yeah, and I think a lot of people listen to satellite radio and stuff like that, but I still listen to regular radio, of course.
Me too.
Know, I still, you know, use an abacus and write in hieroglyphics. You know, I'm kind of ancient. So.
You and me both. I hear you. That's very true. All right. Very good. Anything else to wrap things up? We have a couple minutes remaining, Lewis.
Well, just something kind of fun and interesting. There's a problem in Hawaii that's growing and growing and growing. It has to do with GPS. People are following GPS directions and driving straight into a harbor, like literally in the water.
Oh dear.
And it's kind of bizarre because you have like an instance where, you know, onlookers were saying, look, we were screaming the whole time to get this person, you know, the water was right in front of them. They could see it. We were screaming at them not to drive in, and they drove in anyway. And the people are talking about how this just sort of shows to go that some people, you know, no matter what they see in front of their eyes, they trust the GPS or whatever, you know, printed instructions or whatever, so much that they're going to follow them anyway. But this is becoming a problem.
Wow.
People in Hawaii are driving into the water because the GPS is leading them there, and the GPS has certain errors with its mapping in that situation.
Whoops. I would think they want to update that. And that's amazing that it's not a self-driving car. That's actually a human being behind the wheel.
Yes, it's a human. They are human beings that are just like blindly following the GPS directions and driving into the harbor.
Yikes. Okay. Yes. Interesting. Well, that's probably good advice not to maybe follow your GPS not only in Hawaii, but everywhere, to be a little skeptical of your surroundings, right?
Yes.
I think that's a good point. So very good. All right. Well, Lewis, it's great to visit with you again after this long break, but we'll see you again next week.
Oh, thank you.
I hope.
Everybody have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you so much. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is with me on Mondays when we were able to do the show, our Monday reboot segment, Talking Technology, right here every Monday, KSJE Farmington. Have a good Monday, everyone. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.